Here's the second reason why this program matters. There is no way to look like more of a loser than to stand up in public and do it poorly. Especially if you're terrified of it. You are most certainly going to be terrible at it. And given that everyone's fearful of it and insecure, if you do it poorly, now you look even worse in the eyes of people who are fearful and insecure. The lousy wedding speaker is a perfect example. We all try and clap for that person and support them, but on the inside we're all like, oh, I'm glad I'm not that person. Because it's easier to label someone else a loser, isn't it? Because they do it terribly, than to admit that if we were standing up there, we wouldn't do it much better. And for most of us, this isn't much of a problem. Sure, we may be a bit of a loser because we're afraid to even speak up publicly, and so we miss opportunities like in meetings, or chances when we're supposed to lead and we're fearful to do it. But for some of us, certainly for anyone who ascends to leadership, this can be a massive, massive, massive problem. If you want to lead your teams well, you absolutely need to be able to communicate with groups of people well. And there is no worse way to diminish your authority and diminish your leadership status than to do a terrible job of speaking publicly. The other day, I saw a business leader who I thought was pretty awesome at a business school giving a speech. And he was terrible. Nervously standing there, holding the microphone awkwardly like it was an ice cream, doing the snaky thing, which if you've studied this, you know what it is. It's when people are kind of slithering around, their body is wobbling, they're not standing tall and strong, and they're not moving, they're just kind of wobbling around up there. I just felt bad for the guy, because I know he's a great leader. But speaking in front of that audience, he looked like a total loser. Perhaps worse, he sounded like one too. He'd clearly never spent a moment of his life thinking about his vocal training. His voice was somewhere up here, was modulating up and down. He made the common mistake of walking and talking at the same time like someone does when they're nervously pacing on a phone call. His eyes mostly facing the ground instead of the audience. His words sounding muffled as though he was talking to the floor instead of looking up at the audience. And when the camera panned the room, you could see people in the room were looking at him as if to say, what the fuck? Like they had lost respect for him. Because they assumed that this person, who is perceived to be a great leader, would be far more effective. See, and here's the thing, right? It may be unfair, but if your job is to lead, it's assumed that you're able to do this. And if you can't, it calls into question your entire leadership capabilities. But again, the flip side, we already hit. Because so many people are scared of this. And they would be nervous doing it. If you can do it well, you already get massive leadership status. Think about Barack Obama, his speech at the DNC conference, and the speeches he gave through his campaign got him elected to the point where it's uncontroversial to say if he weren't a great speaker, he would not have been elected. This is the power of this skill when you're a leader. The third massive reason I've created this program in this way is because